As patriots, it's our duty to rise up in a world full of darkness. Evil comes in many forms, and it lurks around unexpected corners. It's time to stop wondering what will happen if it comes to war. War is already here. It's time to rise. Rise up for truth. Rise up for freedom. Rise up for our rights as American citizens. And now, at the head of the militia, here's your host, Mickey Garris.
Hello, my fellow patriots, and welcome back to the show, Patriot Uprising Radio. I'm your host, Mickey Garris, and it's great to be here with you today, Saturday afternoon. Hope you guys had an excellent week. Hope you guys are living your best life. Hopefully you're living your most maskless life. That's right. I'm calling for my friends. I'm calling for you guys out there to take your liberty back. We live in the United States of America, and we need to take our liberty and our freedom back. And we need to make sure the leaders that be know that we're not going to put up with their games any longer. Last week, as you guys know, the Fuhrer, Kate Brown, she put us back into the extreme risk category, shutting down restaurants once again, hurting small business. And not even a week later, she went ahead and changed that back to the high category and allowed restaurants to open up again. Now, you would think that we'd all be happy about that, and I am happy that restaurants get open up. I like to eat, and I like to eat out. And so, yes, I was happy about that, but it just goes to show you that there was no reason for her to shut us down or put us in the extreme category to begin with. She's just screwing with us. That's right, I said it. She's just screwing with us, and she's doing it intentionally to hurt businesses, to hurt restaurant owners, and it's just mind games. You know, she said that we have to go to the extreme category because of the amount of COVID that people that have been testing positive and the amount of people that are in the hospitals. And then, you know what? 6 days later, she just reverses it. Now, it just goes to show you that she doesn't know what she's doing. She's not following any set standard. She's definitely not following the science. Everything that they've told us before apparently doesn't matter now. But what really frustrates me about this is it's almost like she's just doing it to show us I can do whatever I want and there's nothing you guys can do about it. As you know, she extended her emergency powers through the end of June. And legislators, the Republicans, Bill Post and a few others sponsored a bill that they were trying to take away her emergency powers and make it so the legislators had a little bit more say in what goes on and how we can respond in these pandemic situations, things like that. Of course, the Democrats would not have it. They're not going to strip any power from the Fuhrer. They're not going to take any power away from Kate Brown. Nope. And it's the supermajority. So what can we do? The Democrat supermajority, they shot that bill down, and Kate Brown has the authority and the power to do anything and everything that she wants to do. And I think that's why she keeps messing with people and pulling the crap that she's pulling, because she's on a power trip and she just wants to remind us that we better be good little peasants and we better bow and we better kiss the ring, because she holds all the power and she's going to do anything and everything she wants to do. Imagine if you're a restaurant owner, how hard that is to be in limbo all the time. How do you plan? You know, if you're able to be open and run full service, and then, you know, she tells you, hey, you're shutting down again. You're not allowed to have people inside anymore. How do you plan for that? And then she flips it around. You know, maybe you did plan for that and you're making those accommodations and you're doing what you have to do. And obviously that changes what kind of food you're going to order and how much of it you're going to order and how much you're going to prep. And then she flips it around and she says, oh, you guys can open back up again. And then you're not ready for it. It's just, I think it probably causes a lot of shortages on some food for restaurants. I think it probably causes a lot of waste because they just don't know what to plan for. They maybe have to throw a lot of stuff out. And the bottom line, what it shows is Kate Brown, the Fuhrer, doesn't have any clue what she is doing. And the way they're managing this COVID pandemic, if that's what you want to still call it, it's not following the science. We know so much more now than we did a year ago. And they are changing what they told us. They, you know, you can say now, you can safely say now that there's a lot of things that they just flat out lied to us about, I think. And I don't think that's a reach to say that. I think it's almost obvious anymore. And if you have any common sense, if you're not a sheep, you would probably open your eyes and realize that we've been lied to and they're just out of control. It is flat out tyranny. And obviously, they're trying to destroy this economy. And might I add, between the Fuhrer Brown and the joke of an administration we have in Washington, D.C., the Biden-Harris administration, they're doing a great job of destroying this economy. The job numbers actually just came in, and they were very poor and had a lot of people shocked. They just can't figure out why, when there's so many job openings out there, there's just not anybody applying for these positions. And they can't figure it out. Well, maybe this is just a guess, but maybe it's something because you're paying them to stay home, to sit on their couches, to watch TV and eat their bonbons. You're paying them to stay home and do nothing. Maybe that's why they're not applying for these open jobs. Maybe that's why factories can't fill these positions, mills can't fill these positions, farmers can't get people to come work, because you got people sitting at home getting paid to sit there and do nothing, paid by Uncle Sam. And you know what? In some cases, they're making better money than they do when they're at work. And so there's no way they're going to go back to work. Now, there used to be something in this country called pride, and people used to like to earn their way and know that they worked for the things that they had. But generation after generation, it seems like that's slipping. And now we have people that are okay with sitting on the couch doing nothing and letting Uncle Sam pay for everything. What they're not realizing is there's no Uncle Sam. It's the American taxpayers, the people that are working, the people that are doing everything they can to keep their head above water. It's the businesses that have been so drastically impacted by this COVID-19 fake pandemic that are still having to pay the taxes. And that tax money, because of the Democrats, is not getting spent on things that it should be spent on. It's not getting spent where it needs to be spent for public service stuff like police, fire, public safety, military. It's not getting spent on infrastructure the way it should be getting spent, building our roads and making sure that our electrical grids stay up and running. No, it's going to the pocket of the lazy man or woman sitting on the couch, realizing that they don't have to go to work anymore, that Joe Biden is going to take care of them, and they can just sit there and collect their welfare check, and they're going to be just fine. Eating steaks, eating bonbons, watching their Netflix, and don't have a worry in sight. And guess what? They don't have to pay their rent. Heck no. Who pays rent nowadays? Oh, the landlord, yeah, he still has to pay his mortgage. And he still has to pay the taxes and stuff. But no, the tenants, there's nobody making them pay their rent. They can stay there for who knows how long, maybe indefinitely. I mean, that is the way it's going right now. We are creating a society of useless, lazy individuals. And I don't know how they can sleep at night. Well, who knows if they sleep at night? They probably sleep during the day. They sleep whenever they want. It's just nap time, right? It's really frustrating. And there's your answer to why the job numbers are so poor and why we have so much industry that cannot fill these positions. And you know what that's doing, don't you? It's a whole chain reaction. That's causing a major shortage of goods. Have you gone out and tried to buy anything lately? Have you gone and tried to buy a chainsaw or a motorcycle or, you know, you name it? Goods across the board, there is a major shortage. It's because factories can't produce enough because they don't have the labor, the workforce to do it. Because the workforce is sitting on their ass at home, friends. Yeah, the Biden administration is destroying this country in so many ways. And our economy is going in the tank. Have you noticed the inflation? Why? Why are we having some inflation? Well, because we keep printing money, right? Because, you know what? We need to pay for those people sitting at home on the couch. We need to make sure that they're taken care of well. And so we're just going to keep printing money. Printing money that doesn't have any value and dumping it into the economy. Well, you couple that with people not going to work and there being a shortage of products, supply and demand, my friends, supply and demand, and what happens? You have inflation. Have you noticed the cost of goods? Have you tried to buy lumber recently? You have to take out a small loan to buy a sheet of plywood anymore. Heck with cryptocurrency. A year ago, we should have all bought stock in lumber. We should have bought a couple units of 2x4s and you know, plywood and you name it. Because we would be rich today if we were sitting on that. It's sad that this is happening and we're all going to feel the negative impact of it. And it's going to destroy us. And interest rates are starting to rise and we're sitting on the cusp of everything collapsing. And it's going to be bad. If you thought 08 was bad, just wait for what's coming, my friend. And it is coming. I guarantee it's coming. And all the signs are there. We can't sustain the way we're going anymore. You can't dump enough printed money into the economy to fix this. The trains are rolling and it's too late to stop it. And the sad thing is, it's self-induced. This is happening because of liberal ideology, poor policies by the Biden administration, poor policies by the Fuhrer Brown. This is happening because the Democrats want this country to fail, and they are working hard and doing everything they can to make sure that we collapse. And look at what is happening. Gosh, how fast things have changed in 100 days. Can you look back at this president's last 100 days and say that anything good has happened? If you're a Democrat, if you can just for a moment speak honestly, just for a moment, look at this last 100 days and tell us that because of your president, we're better off today than we were under the Trump administration. Because what I remember under the Trump administration was our economy was flourishing. Record job growth every single month. Factories were coming back to the country, the United States. More people were buying American, more Americans were working. And guess what? Across the entire world, things were pretty calm. The Middle East, for the first time, it looked like there was a real chance at peace. The border, immigration, for the first time, it looks like things were under control. We were working on immigration reform. We didn't have a lot of illegal immigrants coming across the border. We were building the wall. In 100 days, my friends, the Democrats, the Biden administration have destroyed this country. Everybody should be disgusted. Don't turn that dial. We'll be right back here on Patriot Uprising Radio.
We're back with more Patriot Uprising Radio with Mickey Garris.
Hello, my friends, and welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Mickey Garris, and this is Patriot Uprising Radio. Thanks for joining us on this Saturday afternoon. It's good to be here with you guys. We were just talking about, we were reflecting on the last 100 days of the Biden administration and Democrats being in control and what their policies have done to this country. And I was saying, if you're a Democrat, you got to be sitting there thinking, oh my God, what have I done? And I asked, can you just be honest? Can you just admit that this last 100 days has been a nightmare and we're not better off today? Not by any means. That what was happening under the Trump administration, the policies that they implemented and the way the country was working and the direction we were heading and everything from national security to border security to everything, it was just better. And when I say better, I don't mean better for conservatives. I don't mean better for Republicans. I mean, it was better for America. It was better for Americans. And so I'm baffled all the time when I hear the Democrats defending this administration and these policies that are destroying this country. And I keep thinking, you ignoramus, are you an idiot? You do realize that this is bad for you too. You do realize that this is going to hurt you also. You do realize that you're going to pay more taxes. You do realize that we're going to have mass inflation. You do realize that you're not going to be able to have a job. Everything that's been happening that's negative, that's hurting this republic, it's hurting the Republicans and it's hurting the Democrats. They've got to be realizing this. They've got to be opening up their eyes and they got to be questioning what in the heck did they just do? We were talking about the job reports and how the Biden administration was optimistic and they were thinking that the numbers were going to be good and they came out and they were terrible. They just came out Friday and they were absolutely terrible. And everybody's like shocked. Oh my God, what happened? Why are there so many people on unemployment? There's so many jobs out there. There's so many factories looking for workers. Why are so many people on unemployment? And I was explaining the answer to that is because you're paying them to stay at home and sit on their couch and do nothing. And you're paying them good. In some cases, they're making more money than when they go back to work. They've got no motivation to go back to work. They know that Uncle Sam is going to pay them to sit at home. And sure enough, they're working on another stimulus check. Another $2 billion more on the way for those of you that just want to sit at home and do nothing. Now, I realize that the stimulus checks go to a lot of people, not just people that are unemployed, but it's just one more piece to the puzzle that's going to further hurt our economy and make it so inflation happens faster yet. And what's going to happen is it's going to go out of inflation and turn into stagflation because the price of goods is just going to keep skyrocketing, but there's not going to be no goods because the manufacturers can't produce it. So it's going to be stagflation. And this money that they're printing, money that we don't have, by the way, money that we can't back up, this money that they're printing is just diluting everything. It's hurting us. You might feel good when you get a stimulus check in the mail, but in the long run, that stimulus check is costing us so much. You get a stimulus check for $5,000, it's costing you way more than $5,000. We can't be short-sighted. We can't fall into the trap of thinking that they're taking care of us and that this money's helping us. This money's not helping us. And remember, they're not giving you anything. Where's that money coming from? Number one, the federal government, they don't have that money to give. What they're doing is they're further putting our country in debt. Debt that we'll never have to pay back. But nobody's thinking about our children and our grandchildren and their children and their grandchildren. This country is going to be in debt for decades, and we are destroying the futures of our next generations. And nobody seems to care about that anymore. Not the Republicans or the Democrats. That's what's sad. We don't have one party that's looking out for things like that. We don't have any party that seems concerned about future generations anymore. Not when it comes to the national debt and the spending. See, they don't have that money to give you. That's your money. That's my money. That's money that doesn't even exist yet. It's tax money. We're paying that bill. And then you wonder why taxes go up every time we turn around. Just wait. We have not seen nothing yet with taxes. Taxes are going to skyrocket. The Biden administration, they already promised us. They promised us tax hikes. We know it's going to come. But the crap that they're doing with paying everybody to sit at home on unemployment, paying them better than if they go back to work, giving everybody these stimulus checks. You know what? We're going to be paying for that. We're going to be paying for that for a long time. And you're going to feel it. And when you're taking home less than 50% of your paycheck because taxes are so incredibly high, and you feel like that you're working your butt off and you cannot get ahead. You can't afford anything. You can't afford rent. You can't afford your mortgage. You can't afford to do anything fun. It's because you sold us out to the Democrats. You sold us out to the Biden administration. You sold us out to Fiora Brown. And they have an agenda, my friends. And their agenda is not in the best interest of you and I. Their agenda is not the American agenda. They want to do away with this republic, and the way to do that is to collapse our economy and get people relying on government, have people sit there on their couches with the handout, expecting that government's going to take care of them. Don't turn that dial. We'll be right back here on Patriot Uprising Radio.
We're back with more Patriot Uprising Radio with Nikki Garris.
Hello, my fellow patriots. Welcome back to the show, Patriot Uprising Radio. Thanks for joining me today. We were just talking about the train wreck that is the Democrat administration, the Biden administration, Kate Brown, the Fuhrer. Man, if they have a D in front of their name, you know that their policies are going to ruin this country. That's how it is. That's how it is. What have they done good for us? Can you name one thing? It's mind-boggling. It's mind-boggling that we still are allowing this tyranny to happen. And that's exactly what it is, my friends. And let me tell you, we have already lost so much. We've lost so many rights, so much liberty. Our government here in Oregon is telling us when we can breathe clean air. That's how bad it's got. If you don't think that's tyranny, if there's a government that's telling you that you cannot be out with a mask, without a mask on, that you can't breathe in fresh air, that you can't breathe in clean air, if you don't think that that is almost the worst of the worst when it comes to taking liberty, they control the air we breathe. Think about that. What gives us life? And now our government is controlling that. There's almost not anything bigger. And we're allowing them to do it. We're allowing them to do that. They're telling us when we can breathe, my friends. They're telling us where we can go. They're telling us who we can be with, how many people we can be with. They're telling us whether or not we can educate our kids. We have colleges now that are demanding the vaccine for college students, saying that if you want to get an education, if you want to come here to this state school, a publicly funded school, that you have to stick a needle in your arm and get injected with a bunch of chemicals that you might not agree with. But if you want to get that education, if you want to go to that institution, you will comply. It's only going to get worse, too. Kate Brown, Oregon, she's going to keep pushing. They want to make sure that we can't travel without the right paperwork, without proof of the vaccine. It's going to get to a point where you can't get on a bus, get in a taxi cab, get on an airplane, cross the state line. You're going to be a prisoner in your own state, unable to travel freely if you can't prove that you've had the vaccine. Freedom be damned. If the Fuhrer says you have to have the vaccine, you best get the vaccine, or your life will be miserable. Come on, friends. It's time for us to just laugh. Look at her and laugh and say, you can't control us anymore. You don't have that power. They govern at the consent of the governed. We are the governed. They govern at the consent of the governed. We're not happy. They're not representing us. I don't give them consent anymore. I will not let them take my liberty any longer. I'm not going to let them tell me I can't breathe fresh air. We all need to rise up, my friends. We all need to put a stop to this. It's time to look at her and laugh and say no more. You know this has gotten out of hand. You know it's gotten absolutely ridiculous. And by now you should understand that this is just about power. It's just about tyranny. And this is just one step in their agenda to strip everything from us. We talk about guns a lot on this show. I'm an avid hunter. I have an FFL dealership. I sell a lot of guns. I own a lot of guns. And they are working so hard in Oregon to have fringe on our Second Amendment rights. And they passed a bill this week. You guys have probably heard about it. It's one of the most extreme pieces of gun legislation in the whole country. And the supermajority, they passed it. The Republicans couldn't do a lot about it. It's passed. It's under the emergency clause. It will be law in 90 days, and we can't stop it. It changes a lot of things. I recommend you guys to do some research and do some reading. If you have a concealed handgun license, where you can go, how you can carry is now different. They're allowing the different cities and school districts to create their own policies on whether or not they want you to carry a firearm, even if you have a concealed handgun license. It used to be public schools. You could go into public facilities. But now districts are allowed to say, no, you can't. You can't carry at the state capitol building anymore. If you're not carrying it concealed, if you don't have a license and you're transporting a firearm, you have to have it in a locked container, or you have to have a trigger lock on it. Yeah. In your house, it has to be in a safe, or it has to have a trigger lock on it. So we have guns to protect us. Some of us have guns that are readily available. They might be secure, but they probably don't meet the standards now of this new legislation. They're working hard to make it almost impossible for us to legally possess guns. They know that this law is going to end up eventually getting a lot of people in trouble because it's almost impossible to comply with. And if you do fully comply with it, then your guns are useless. So why have them anyway? They're working hard to make it so inconvenient that we either decide we're not going to do it and we don't have them, or they know we're going to eventually get caught breaking the law and they're going to make felons out of us. They're going to make it so we're liable if somebody steals our firearms. If a criminal were to break into our house and steal our firearms and go and commit some crime with a firearm that they stole from your house, you now are liable for that. And it goes on and on and on. And it goes on and on and on. Now, they are absolutely 100% infringing upon our Second Amendment rights. But the sad thing is, it's going to take years and millions of dollars for that ever to get to the Supreme Court. It's going to take years and millions of dollars for any of the higher courts to hear that and make a ruling. And who knows, by then, if the Democrats maintain control, there's no guarantee that they're not going to have the courts packed by then. Apama was right. They want to fundamentally change America. And they are working fast. They are working hard and they are making progress. Not good progress by our standards. Not good progress for the Republic. But they are making progress for their agenda to destroy this Republic. They might pack the courts. And if this legislation works its way up to the Supreme Court and gets challenged with a packed court by the Democrats, there's no way they're going to turn it down. In fact, you can see a lot of other pieces of legislation that are unconstitutional, but the Democrats don't care. They're rewriting the Constitution. They're throwing out the parts that they don't like, the parts that don't suit their purpose. And with each passing day, we resemble Germany more and more. We resemble communists more and more. That is what's happening in this country. It's happening fast. It's happening right underneath our noses. And I'm not hearing enough people rising up against it. We hear a lot of people talk about it. You turn on the news. I don't care what news you turn on. You watch it long enough, you're going to hear people talk about how a lot of the policies and a lot of the things that are happening in this country now seem to mirror communism or Marxism. And people talk about it and they're saying, oh, wow, that's shocking and oh, that's scary. And that's about it. Nobody's doing anything about it. We're just allowing this tyranny that's destroying this republic to keep on continuing. If we allow it to get there, my friends, it's too late. There's nothing we can do at that point. The only way to protect the Republic and to stop that from destroying this country is to fight it while we can still fight, to fight it while we still have the tools to fight. That's what I'm talking about. It's time for America to rise up. It's time for patriots to make a stand. Stick with me, friends. Don't turn that dial. We'll be right here on Patriot Uprising Radio. Thank you.
We're back with more Patriot Uprising Radio with Mickey Garris.
Hello, my friends. Thanks for being with me here on Saturday afternoon on Patriot Uprising Radio. Thanks for joining me on this show today. We're talking a lot about the Biden administration. We're talking a lot about the direction of this country and how if we don't do something quickly, we're going to lose everything. And that should be obvious to people by now. But I still feel like people are scared. They know that there's a tyrannical government. They know that there's agendas that are happening that are actively working against Americans, that are actively working to destroy this republic. And they know that we're heading down the path of socialism, communism, Marxism quickly. And all the warning signs are there. And everybody's talking about it. But nobody's doing more than talking about it. And I was just saying that if we're going to want to win this battle, if we're going to want to save this republic, if we're going to want to protect and defend our Constitution, if we're going to want to keep our freedom and our liberty, at some point, the men need to be men. At some point, we need to stand up. Patriots. Patriots are men and women who will fight to defend this republic, to protect this Constitution. And I'm telling you, patriots, if we sit around much longer, it's going to be too late. Look how much we've already lost. Look at what has happened in the last 100 days. It's time, my friends. It's time for us to start paying more attention, and it's time for us to start fighting back. Now listen to me carefully. There are steps, and I'm not saying we go to the extreme right now, but I am saying that we should start with some civil disobedience. Civil disobedience. Peaceful protest. And we should start out by telling the Fuhrer, Brown, and the Biden administration, they cannot control the air we breathe. They cannot tell us we can't take a breath of fresh air unmasked. That is our God-given right, and that air is what gives us our life. They cannot take that away from us anymore. We should not ever allow them to take that away from us. They cannot mandate that we get a vaccine. They cannot make that a law. They cannot punish us if we choose not to get a vaccine. Again, to each his own on that. I'm not telling you not to get a vaccine. If you want the vaccine, if you think that's what's best for you, if you think that's what's best for your family, by all means, do what you think is best. Everybody should be able to do what they want in regards to the vaccine. If you've done your research and you're confident that the vaccine's the right choice, then get the vaccine. But all I ask is you to please do your research. Don't listen to Dr. Fauci. Don't listen to your neighbor across the street. Don't listen to the Facebook feed and whatever happens to be written on at that moment. Do your own research. Make sure you're educated. Make sure you know that the pros and the cons are. If you still think that that is the best choice for you and your family, if you think that your odds are better if you get the vaccine because of your age and your health conditions, then by all means, get the vaccine. But we all should have a choice on whether or not we get it. And if you get it, you're protected. If you get it and you believe that you're protected, why do I need to get it? Don't force me to get it. Don't tell me that I can't travel if I don't have it. Don't tell me that I can't go to a certain college if I don't get it. That's not American. And that's not freedom. That is a violation of our rights. And countries that do that, they are communist. They are Marxist. They are Nazis. We are not. And we will not be as long as we don't allow them to get away with this. Friends, we're in this together. It's time for us to stick together and rise up together. Enough is enough. It's time for life to get back to normal. We can't be afraid to go outside. We can't be afraid to go to church. Afraid to worship. Give me a break. And just think about that. Think of the irony of that a little bit, my friends. And I'm not trying to offend anybody here, but if you're a devout Christian and you believe in God and all that he's done, do you think that he doesn't want you to worship, that he doesn't want you to gather together, to go to church with your friends and your family and worship? Do you think that he is not bigger than all of this? If you're a devout Christian, if you're a believer like I am, I can't believe that this COVID is something that we need to be so afraid of that we stop living. It just doesn't make any sense. Put your faith where it needs to be, in who it needs to be. Don't put your faith in the government. Don't put your faith in Dr. Fauci. They cannot save you. They will not save you. You know, there is only one path to salvation. And that's where your faith needs to be. God bless you guys. Thanks for joining me today. I hope you guys have a wonderful rest of your weekend. Remember, my friends, stay vigilant. It's time to stand up. It's time to get your lives back. Peaceful, civil disobedience. That's my challenge to you. Don't wear the mask anymore. Take that mask off. Let's see our smiles. Let's talk with our friends. Let's have barbecues. Let's have parties. Let's get together for birthdays. My daughter's graduating in a few weeks, and I'm so excited to see friends and family and celebrate her and her accomplishments. And I'm not going to let the Fuhrer Brown take that away from our family. I'm not going to let Fuhrer Brown tell us that we can't do that. No. We're taking our lives back. We'll catch you next week on Patriot Uprising Radio.
You've been listening to Patriot Uprising Radio right here on KSLM and KSLM.news.